Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports World Report. As usual, I'm your host, Denton Ramsey. This is episode 11 of the show, and today is Thursday, February 23rd, 2012. Thank you very much for joining us. Again, I apologize for coming to you guys a day late. Next week, we'll be back on the normal Wednesday schedule. You can follow along with show notes and more on the official blog site at sportsworldreport.wordpress.com. And feel free to email in any questions, comments, or story ideas to sportsworldreport@gmail.com or call and leave a voicemail at 254-307-SWRE. Again, that's 254-307-7973. Also, please subscribe on iTunes, tell your friends about the show, and take a brief moment to write a review on the Sports World Report iTunes page. In addition, find us on Facebook and Twitter at SP World Report. You can also follow my personal Twitter account at Denton Ramsey. Jumping right in, we have a lot to discuss when it comes to Baylor and Houston sports. First and foremost, let's talk about Baylor men's basketball. They had lost 3 of 4. Granted, those were two teams like Kansas, Missouri, and then to Kansas State, which we know Kansas State's not a joke now. They were down by 12 against Texas and then rallied back to win. Baylor is 8-2 in games decided by 5 points or fewer this season. This story is from BaylorBears.com. Again, any of these stories we talk about can be accessed in the show notes on sportsworldreport.wordpress.com. Just the first few paragraphs from this 77-72 win over Texas in Austin. Whether rebounding or scoring, or both, Quincy Acey put the Baylor Bears, number 14 ESPN USA Today, number 13 AP, on his strong shoulders and carried them to a big victory. Acey had 22 points and 16 rebounds and provided the key scoring punch down the stretch to push the Bears to a tough 77-72 win over Texas on Monday night. Again, you guys can read more about that on the show notes, and we've got to move on, but we'll talk more about their schedule here at the end of the show. Baylor women's basketball, meanwhile, has already clinched the Big 12 title outright with an 80-59 win over Texas. They are continuing to be in cruise control. They're 28-0 overall and 15-0 in the Big 12. The first couple paragraphs, again, from this story, Brittany Griner had 18 points with 10 rebounds, and top-ranked Baylor claimed the outright Big 12 title with an 80-59 victory over Texas on Tuesday night. Griner's 40th career double-double came in her 100th game at Baylor. Again, you guys can read more by clicking that story in the show notes. Moving on to football, Robert Griffin III accepted the Davey O'Brien National Quarterback Award recently. Again, you guys can read more about this. You guys already knew that he had won this award, but he accepted this award. I'll go ahead and read a couple of the quotes that Robert says. Quote, "It's an honor to receive this award," said Griffin III. "It is great to be part of an organization and an award that has had so many prestigious winners in the past. I'm glad to be a part of that." Again, congratulations to Robert Griffin III, and we'll keep you guys informed and updated as he and other Baylor Bears continue to try to make that leap to the NFL. Baylor baseball, meanwhile, continues to win. They shut down Texas State 5-1 last night in Round Rock. Five Baylor pitchers held the Bobcats to just one run on four hits. Baylor is number 25 in the nation. They're 5-0 overall. Again, first couple paragraphs from this story on BaylorBears.com. Five Baylor pitchers combined to hold Texas State to four hits, and the Bears broke the game open with a four-run fifth inning on their way to a 5-1 win on Wednesday night at the Dell Diamond. Baylor, 5-0, held its fifth consecutive opponent to two runs or less, and the Bears have allowed only 9 hits over the last 3 games. The Baylor pitching staff has surrendered 5 total earned runs through the first 5 games, and the 5-0 start is Baylor's best start since 7-0 in 2008. Quote, "From a pitching standpoint, they're getting after it. They're aggressive, and they're throwing a lot of strikes," head coach Steve Smith said. "They're pitching with a lot of confidence. I see confidence on the mound. It's one thing to be aggressive. It's one thing to try to throw first-pitch strikes, but it's another thing to do it with some purpose and with some confidence, and I've seen that." Again, congratulations to the Baylor baseball team. Let's continue to keep rock and rolling. The softball team, meanwhile, is number 9 in the nation, and they blanked Northwestern State just the other day. Again, first few paragraphs from this story. The number 9 Baylor softball team, 8-1, picked up a pair of shutout wins, defeating Northwestern State 2-8, 3-0 in game 1, following with another 3-0 victory in game 2. Quote, "Our pitching staff was fantastic again tonight," head coach Glenn Moore said. "We aren't quite clicking yet offensively, but it's only a matter of time." Again, moving on. Another sport, Houston Astros and the baseball team is now in spring training. At least pitchers and catchers have now reported. And this story is entitled "Competition Abounds for Final Rotation Spot." With first four slots set, Astros to make tough decision for number 5, by Brian McTaggart, MLB.com. The candidates come in all shapes, sizes, and ages. From the robust 15-year veteran Leivon Hernandez to the tall, slender 21-year-old Jordan Lyles, the Astros have made sure to create a wealth of competition for their starting pitching rotation. The top four spots in the rotation appear to be set with Wandy Rodriguez, Brett Myers, Bud Norris, and J.A. Happ. And general manager Jeff Lunghau created an all-out frenzy for the final spot by signing Hernandez and Zach Duke to minor league deals and trading for Kyle Wieland. Again, guys, they are in spring training. I'll keep you guys updated and informed as this all moves on and as spring training games begin here soon. Houston Rockets, meanwhile, continue to keep rolling as well. They rallied in the fourth quarter and came back to beat Philly last night, 93-87. I'm going to go ahead and play this video clip from NBA.com.
Wednesday night, the 76ers looking to put an end to their season-high four-game losing streak. And they've had a whole lot of success in Houston. Winners of four in a row at the Rockets' home court. Kyle Lowry and company looking to get off to a great start. And in the first quarter, Luis Scola drills the baseline jumper to put the Rockets up by 5. Nikola Vucevic working the post. And he makes the nice move with the baby hook. It was a one-point deficit for the road team. Rockets come in winners of back-to-back games. And here, the Sixers want to end their streak. Andre Iguodala. It's a two-point deficit again for Philly. Goran Dragic puts on the brakes, the step back. He had 11. Four-point advantage for the Rockets as we head to the third quarter now. Lou Williams finished with 17 points, including this deuce from the baseline. It was 54-48 Houston. Now some defense by the Sixers. Andre Iguodala the steal. And then Jody Meeks caps a 10-0 run. Philly with a two-point advantage. Iguodala had 5 steals. Now Luis Scola puts back 2 of his game-high 19. Also had 10 boards. Houston back in front, 58-57. Thaddeus Young gets the dunk rejected by a former Sixer, Samuel Dalembert, but Vucevic is there. He had a career-high 18 points. On to the fourth quarter, Kevin Martin. The 3, he had 16. Houston gets within 2 at 75-73. Now it's Martin off to Chandler Parsons. Parsons, the 3, and Houston's out in front now by 2. Kyle Lowry, briefly injured in this contest, but came back and finished strong. High off the window, plus the foul, 86-84. Now Lowry drives again, and it looks like a replay. Lowry had 13 points and 5 assists. The Rockets hold off the 76ers. 93-87. It is Philadelphia's 5th consecutive loss, 3rd straight win for the Rockets.
Again, guys, that was a video clip from NBA.com. You guys can click on that link if you guys want to check out the story or that video. But man, Kyle Lowry has been amazing this season. That guy should win 6th Man of the Year. He has been an absolute stud for the Rockets. Moving on, this is NBA All-Star Weekend this weekend, so that is what's going to be going on in the NBA. If you guys want to check out more about the events and what's going on, I will leave a link in the show notes. Updated NBA standings, once again, top 3 teams in each division for the conference. First, we're going to start in the East, in the Atlantic, Philadelphia at 20-14, New York at 17-17, Boston at 15-17. In the Central, we've got Chicago at 27-8. Indiana at 21-12, Cleveland at 13-18. In the Southeast, we've got Miami at 26-7, Orlando at 22-12, and Atlanta at 19-14. In the West, in the Northwest, we've got Oklahoma City at 26-7, Portland at 18-16, and Denver at 18-16. In the Pacific, we've got the LA Clippers at 20-11, LA Lakers at 20-13, Golden State at 13-17. In the Southwest, we've got San Antonio at 23-10, Dallas at 21-13, and Houston at 20-14. All right, guys, that'll wrap up the stories for this week. Let me go ahead and give you guys the schedule for Baylor and Houston sports for this week, Thursday, February 23rd through next Tuesday, February 28th. Baylor softball versus UTEP on Friday, February 24th at 3 p.m. Central Time. Baylor softball versus SFA on Friday, February 24th at 5:30 p.m. Central Time. Baylor women's basketball at Kansas, Friday, February 24th, 6:30 p.m. Central Time on FSN. Baylor baseball at UCLA, Friday, February 24th at 8 p.m. Central Time. Baylor men's basketball versus Oklahoma on Saturday, February 25th, 12:45 p.m. Central Time on the Big 12 Network. Baylor softball versus Texas State on Saturday, February 25th at 3 p.m. Central Time. Baylor baseball at UCLA on Saturday, February 25th at 4 p.m. Central Time. Baylor softball versus North Texas on Saturday, February 25th at 5:30 p.m. Central Time. Baylor softball championship rounds on Sunday, February 26th, TBA. Baylor baseball at UCLA Sunday, February 26th, 3 p.m. Central Time. Baylor women's basketball travels to Texas A&M on Monday, February 27th at 6 p.m. Central Time on ESPN2. Baylor men's basketball hosts Texas Tech on Monday, February 27th at 8 p.m. Central Time on ESPNU. Baylor baseball versus Sam Houston State on Tuesday, February 28th at 5:05 p.m. Central Time, and the Houston Rockets versus Toronto on Tuesday, February 28th at 7 p.m. Central Time on FSN Houston. Again, guys, that will wrap up Episode 11 of Sports World Report. As usual, I'm your host, Denton Ramsey, and I look forward to talking to you guys again next week.